it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, last week I passed some index cards around, and I was asking people what they thought their most inspirational verses were. And we got a few of them in the plate last week, and I've had a few handed to me today, and we're going to get to them. From what I got last week, I could see by far everybody's a lot of people's favorite verses were in the 23rd Psalm, which I just got finished preaching on, and I'm sorry to say I'm not going to do those again right away. But if you want, I can. If you ask me, and I can get you a CD of those messages if you really want those. The second most popular verse we came across was Romans 8:28. We had two people have told me that that's their favorite verse. It reads as like this: "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." That's a good, uplifting verse, that God gives us all the good things that we want. He gives the good things that He wants to those who work for His purpose. We must remember that. And actually, I wanted to put this whole thing into context. I'll be reading Romans 8:18-30, and we'll be looking at this whole passage here. "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of the bodies. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined, and to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. And those He justified, He also glorifies. This is God's word for God's people." It starts off talking about our present suffering. Anybody suffering right now? We've all got problems. We've all got suffering in our lives. I'm having an issue with dizziness again today, which is why we don't have communion, because I really don't want to drop it on people when I'm serving it. And I got a chair back here just in case I need to sit down and finish preaching, because that can happen. This is my suffering. But it's not much. I made it here today, so my suffering is small. But we have things that we deal with in our lives. We have suffering that we deal with. We have issues with health. We have issues with relationships. We have issues with money. We have all kinds of issues, and we have all kinds of suffering in our lives. Just this morning in the Sunday school class I was teaching, someone was talking about the fact that how is it that we have this suffering? Sometimes it just doesn't feel like God is there with us. And He is, because even in our suffering, we still have good things in our lives. Although sometimes our suffering may overshadow these things. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as if in the pains of childbirth right up to this present time. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't watch the news anymore because it's so frustrating to me to see the things that are going on in the world. The world is groaning. And people will look at issues that are going on in the world, particularly in the Middle East these days, and just ask the question, where's God in all this? Where is God in all this? Because the whole world is suffering right now. Especially, you know, there are natural disasters and terrorist attacks just going on everywhere, and we just want to give up sometimes. But we don't. We who are believers certainly do not, because we know that God is with us. But the world, the whole world, is a broken place. We are broken people. Our lives are broken because the world is filled with sin. We famously ask the question, why do bad things happen to good people? A lot of the bad things that happen are the fault of people. Let's be honest. I mean, especially, you know, I can't point fingers and blame anybody for floods or tornadoes, certainly, but the unnatural disasters, particularly the terrorism, people make decisions to do these things. You know, we all make decisions in our lives. We can decide to do good things, we can decide to do bad things. Somebody somewhere decides it's a good idea to strap a bomb on themselves and go blow something up, to harm people, to damage property, to terrorize. And just as they make that decision, we have people who make decisions to do good things, to help people in need. A decision was made for some of these women that we're taking our collection for today. A decision was made to help these women who have loved ones who have been affected by prison. They're either in prison now or have been. An effort is being made to show these women the love of Christ. I know from speaking with some of the men in the prisons, one of the things they worry about the most is their families on the outside. How are they getting by? Men on the inside who are taking the gospel message to their families once they've heard it in prison, taking the gospel message to the outside. Sometimes the bad things that happen to us for good reason. I know one of the things we do on Friday night is we have a service of Thanksgiving. We sit and we give thanks to God in general together. And then some of the men say what they're thankful for. Think about some of the things you're thankful for. Think about some of these good things that God has worked in your life right now. Take a minute and think about some of the good things in your life that you're thankful for right now. On some of these Friday nights, I've heard some of the men, when they speak out, one man said he gave thanks to God for the fact that the men he shot didn't die. One man gave thanks to God that he got caught because he never would have heard the gospel message out on the street. It was in prison that he found the love of Christ, and he gave thanks for that. Imagine giving thanks for being in prison. You see, sometimes the bad things happen to us so that we can receive further blessing, so that we can see blessing in our lives. I didn't think, it's been about a month now that I lost, about a month ago now, I lost my day job. I was working at a bank, and I'm still looking for something to replace that. And you'd think that that's a problem, and it is, but there's blessing behind it. There has been a lot of blessing in my life because of this. There have been some things I've been able to do that I wouldn't have been able to do if I was working. There have been some ministry opportunities I've had that I would not have had if I was working. We have been greatly blessed by some of our friends. And our friends have always been a blessing to us, but even at this time of hardship in our lives, the blessing just shows through. And I know it's making me want to be a better man. It's making me want to do better, and it's making me want to be a blessing to people as well, in ways that I really hadn't thought about before. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Not just all things, for the good of everyone, for the good of those who love Him. Good things happen to bad people, don't they? You know, we've seen that too. We've seen that too. You know, there's people out there who, let's face it, they're bad people, and they get away with stuff, don't they? Ungodly people have, you know, they get away with stuff. Good things happen to them. It's not God giving them good things. Just so that we're clear. For those of us who follow Christ, for those of us who have been called to His purpose, The good things in our lives come from God. Now, I'll be honest with you. This is kind of a hard thing for some people to hear because we're Americans. And we like to think that we did it. We like to think of ourselves sometime as being self-made. We like to think that we can pick ourselves up by our own bootstraps. And maybe some of you have tried that. I know I've tried that. I've tried picking myself back up, and I can't do it. I've tried doing stuff on my own, and I can't do it. I've even tried doing this on my own, and I can't do it. I decided that I wanted to become a pastor when I was a teenager. I think I was 16. And I went through the typical route that you would go through at that point. I went to a college in Ohio, Ohio Northern University, and was studying pre-ministry to get me ready for seminary. And my second semester, I think it was, I failed public speaking and decided to quit. Decided instead of becoming a pastor, I was going to be Indiana Jones. So I went to study archaeology because I couldn't do it. I couldn't get up in front of people and speak effectively. And it was a lot of years passed. A lot of my life has been wasted to get to here. It took me a long time to realize that I can't do those things, but God could. You see, the good that's come into my life is all from God. And it was once I realized that I couldn't do these things on my own that I was able to do them, just not on my own. I mean, today, quite honestly, in my physical condition, I'm having a hard time standing. God's holding me up. I know that. I can stand here and talk to you, preaching the gospel message, only because of God. I can't do it on my own. Where I was working, my supervisor once asked me to do a presentation, a little 10-minute presentation on some of the things that I do at work that nobody else knows about. And so I gave this presentation, and when it was done, she said to me, I heard you were a pastor. I said, yeah. She said, so you like preach in a church? Yeah. Every week? Yeah. Does anyone ever come back? Because that was horrible. I said, well, you got me talking about something stupid. For one thing, I told her, let me stand up in front of the same crowd of people and preach the gospel, and it'll be completely different. Completely different. She didn't let me do that, but still, to God's purpose. Called according to His purpose. That's why I can do this. That's why I can stand up here today, and that's why I can preach, because it's His purpose. And I'm not going to single myself out, because I'm not the only one who has been called to His purpose. Every one of us who calls himself a follower of Christ has been called to His purpose. Maybe not to preach to a congregation, but He has something for you. I mean, this is somebody's favorite Bible verse, maybe because it reminds them that God gives us good things, and He does. But this verse needs to also remind us, this passage needs to also remind us that no matter how broken this world is, God has called us for something. It talks in here about the fact that, for those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He may be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. You see, from the beginning of time, God knew what He wanted us to do. Each one of us. He knew our names. He had something planned for each one of us. One of the problems is that we get to decide whether or not we do it. I believe that God had planned for me to be in ministry. And I think He planned for me to be in ministry a lot sooner than I planned on it. And I kind of think that someday I'm going to have to answer for it. I'm going to have to answer for the time I missed. So I seriously doubt I can make up for it. Fortunately, He's forgiving. He's forgiven me so much. But there is something He calls each of us to. I can't tell you what He's called you to. That's for you to figure out with His help. And I'd be suspicious if anybody came up to you and said, this is what God's got planned for you. I'd be suspicious of that if I were you. You might listen to it and consider it, but be suspicious. That's okay. But once you knuckle down, once you figure out what that thing is that God has planned for you, and once you decide to do it, look out, because the blessings are coming. I think that's what this verse is really about. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. And if we're followers of Christ, then we love God. We might get angry with Him once in a while, but we love Him, and He loves us. And He has called us according to His purpose. And if the thing that He wants you to do, you think you can't do, you might just be right. He'll get you ready. and he'll bless you, and he'll hold you up, and he'll put the words in your mouth, and he'll put the strength in your hands, and he'll put the courage in your heart, and he'll give you the patience, and he'll bless you every which way. All the good things, no matter how bad it might seem, there's all kinds of good things there for those of us who love him. Amen.
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Well, the benediction is a good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And our good and final word for today, I think, is good things. We've all got good things in our lives. We've all got blessings from God because we love Him and He loves us. He wants to bless us. He wants us to follow Him. He wants us to love Him. He has called us to His purpose. And what that purpose is for you, I don't know. To be honest, I'm still trying to figure it out for myself. Your purpose may just be to be the best you can be, and certainly to let other people know about God's love. If you don't know what He wants you to do, I think maybe that's just a good place to start. Let other people know about His love, because He certainly wants that. Maybe you'll find your way on the way. But keep those favorite verses coming to me. Let me know what they are. This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place and be blessed. Amen.